Hi, I'm Jessie.
I'm Riley.
Media comes up a lot in discussion currently, as well as over 100 years ago.
During the Spanish-American War in 1898, many believed that the media was to be blamed for the war starting, not the countries or governments involved.
The question we are trying to answer is, how was the media responsible for the Spanish-American War?
The U.S. had multiple motives for getting involved in the war, one being to help Cubans, but the other being that it benefited them to be on Cuba's side of the war against Spain. One of the main things that made the war occur was America's emotions around the situation, which came from the newspapers. America did on some level have sympathy for Cuba and real intentions to help them, but a lot of their drive was to help themselves gain more land, which would happen if Spain lost control of Cuba.
The media can manipulate people a lot. Different platforms have different views, which plays a role in what people turn the stories into and what they hear from them. The Americans went into the war because of the media. The media created a lot of competition.
A quote I found in my research was, "They, more than any other source, contributed to the sense of outrage against Spain and the clamor for action that led the conflict."
Propaganda helped bring the country together during the war.
Newspapers had a lot of propaganda during the war.
The Yellow Press journalist was a big name.
What were the Yellow Press journalists?
There was a new form of journalism circulating the media, which is why this conflict ended up reaching all over the country. It was first led by Joseph Pulitzer, but then was challenged by William Randolph Hearst, who then changed the newspaper to an extreme form, which is referred to as yellow journalism. The definition of yellow journalism is inaccurate or overall made-up reports of events with a motive to get more people's attention with the false information.
I heard that William Hearst was one of the first people to be accused of doing this.
A quote I found by William Hearst was, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." This quote gives us a significant amount of insight into Hearst's thought process around the media he was producing. Hearst's goal was never to tell the truthful news. He had an open goal of entertaining people rather than to tell the truth.
If we know that Hearst both had the goal of entertaining the population and also had a bias towards the Cuban/American side of the war, the things that are written in his newspapers must not be able to be trusted.
The journalists convinced people in the U.S. to intervene by bringing Spain's cruel ruling down to help the Cuban people suffering. What specifically did Hearst do?
Hearst would intentionally fabricate stories with the goal of making other countries look bad. He would make false claims about what they were doing to get America's support of starting the war. Because if a population believes that a country is doing them wrong, they will support a war against them.
Cubans also used the media to bring Americans in because they had the same views on trying to gain independence from Spain. Cuba would ridicule the president of Spain, and Hearst would continue to feed into it by publishing telegrams. Something that I heard that was important was the USS Maine. Did you do any research on that?
My research found that the conflict with the Maine was at first not a conflict between Spain and America, but once again, the media wanted to stir the pot and create a conflict. Hearst was the first U.S. paper to spread the idea that the explosion of the Maine was intentional and done by Spain.
That shows that the journalists were also starting to cause the physical violence that came with the war. We looked at a picture, too, for propaganda. This piece of propaganda was going against the yellow journalism, which is the picture in our photo cover.
You can interpret it in many different ways, but I see the most important part as the men who were building the blocks that were creating the word war.
I think this could symbolize how the yellow journalism was an important part of what created the war.
Diffusing some counter-arguments we may face with our opinions. We do agree that it is impossible for the media to be the only cause of a war, but it still is certainly a large piece. Without the media, the conflict of the USS Maine would not have become an issue between Spain and America, and that is one of the many things that has proved that the media is so powerful in creating conflict. Do you have any final thoughts or questions?
This form of journalism was effective, and it affected journalism for years after, in my opinion, because the things that they say is seen today. I think this relates to media and how things can be changed or viewed differently depending on the different perspectives or information that is being given out.
One of my main questions and something I'd like to still continue working about is if there are any conflicts that may have been avoided in this day and age that did, if the media did not come into play?
I think we can commonly see a form of yellow journalism in social media, and it has become very normal for all of us to see in our day-to-day lives. It affects us so much that we don't even notice it's happening that much.
I agree. Thank you for listening.